Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like David Duchovny, Jeff Goldblum, and Kristen Wiig.
We're doing all the dessert.
We'll just skip right to it.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show for a week. Remember, I got to go fight some fish that are invading America for a week, and then I'll be back and we'll have some more fun, so don't fret without me, okay? If you want to email me while I'm gone, that's fine. I'm not going to read it, but I'll get them all when I get back. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And remember, all the podcasts, you want to listen to old shows. Sometimes, Chris, I'll be bored. Won't be anything on the TV. And I'll just go back and listen to more me. And Chris, I always enjoyed it. I don't know what your problem is. You know what?
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you. Let's get to some emails. This one's titled, this is not nice, Gay Bear Extraordinaire. I don't even know what that means. But anyway, I love the clarity behind your messaging almost as much as your sharp, prominent jawline. It's the real reason for your success. That being said, I'm often confused by your responses to questions about political violence. Your stance is very clear that you don't wish for anyone to get hurt, and I think just about every decent person on earth agrees with that message. On the other hand, you do advocate for responding in kind, legally, to the commies' escalations. 10,000 dead cows, food plants burning, inflation, drag queen and tranny nonsense, the list goes on. Are these things not violence? Is purposely turning criminals loose to commit more crimes not violence? Is stealing people's hard-earned money that they use to feed their kids not violence? Attacking our food supply? I guess my question is, do you really see a way out of this without violence? And how can we respond in kind to these kinds of escalations without violence on our side? All right. He says, P.S. I have two little boys at home, and when my wife gets frustrated with them acting up, she always starts her admonishment with, listen, and then pauses for dramatic effect. Because of the Salazar clip, each time it happens, I fill the silence with, thank you. Drives her nuts, but I can't help it. Keep on keeping on. I love the show. All right. Now, that's a very fair question. Very fair question. Because I have always said, and I will always say, I'm never going to encourage you ever not once to do anything illegal behind this microphone. And there's two reasons why. One, it's illegal for me to do it. It's against the law. If I was to go out and go burn down whatever, go burn down something, they would come arrest me. That's against the law. I cannot do that. It's against the, I think, FCC rules or whatever. It's against the law. I can't do it. Even if it wasn't against the law, if it was totally permissible, I still would not do it for a couple of different reasons. One, I've seen enough violence and ugliness in my lifetime. I don't want anybody to get hurt. And two, I'm never going to send you out to go get arrested when I'm not going to get arrested. The same reason I don't tell people, oh, forget these guys, quit your job, tell your employer where to shove it if he's trying to make you take a vaccine. You've never heard me say that, and you never will. I am blessed to be able to say whatever I want. Premier, God bless them. They let me say whatever they want, and they're always taking heat because of the things I say, and they've never once have I gotten a call or a text message, say this, don't say that, you're not allowed to do this anymore. Never once, and I would tell you if it happened. So I have the freedom to say and do what I want. You don't. So I can't take my freedom and tell you, oh, hey, go smash some windows in. That's crazy. I would never do that. That's wrong. That's the wrong thing to do. You ask about violence. Is violence not inevitable? I'll be honest with you. I think it probably is inevitable. I think eventually we're so divided as a nation. I think eventually we're going to have to come apart. And to think we're going to come apart peacefully is naive. It's why I always talk about the peaceful divorce. It's this pipe dream I have where we come together and just agree, hey, we hate each other. You hate me. I hate you. Let's divorce. Let's go live in separate houses now. Let's stop yelling at each other. Stop waking up the neighbors at night as we have another fight in the kitchen. And let's just get away from each other. I do believe, though, realistically, inevitably, violence is coming. When? I don't know. I don't know. But I will tell you this. Maybe the day will come when you should do something drastic. Maybe it will come. I don't think you should pray for that day. I don't think you should want that day to come. And I think you'll absolutely know when that day gets here. I don't think you need to force things. And I don't think it's necessary at all right now to get what we want. Remember this. We talk about them having all the institutions. They have all the corporations and media and education. You know all that. We talk about that, and all that stuff is true. But you should remember, you're not some tiny minority. There are tens of millions of people who think just like you think. And if we would just get active and just dig in locally, we can take so much of this country back at the state and local level. We're not at some dire place right now. It may feel like that nationally because we don't have this and don't have that and don't have this and don't have that. It may feel like that nationally, but we have tons left to protect here, tons left to achieve, so many more wins we can get. We're not there. Don't do anything violent. Don't do anything illegal. Don't make any threats to anybody. Don't do any of that stuff. We don't have to do any of that stuff. Remember what we just did in Friendswood, Texas. We've been doing it all week. How did we do that? There was an absolute circus freak in charge of the parade. Guy reached out, said, violates the values of the community. We want her gone. We mobilized. She stepped down. How did we do that? Well, we didn't threaten her. There would never be anything like that. In fact, I told you not to. We didn't threaten City Hall or threaten anything illegal. I told you not to. You picked up the phone. You picked up the phone and made a call. You sent an email. Peaceful. And even if we had to escalate from there, we would not have escalated to anything illegal. We're not going to start firebombing things and vandalizing things. And these are the things you can do in your hometown. If they're not responding to your calls or emails, Gather up a group of 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 people. Go down to City Hall. These small locations, they've never had to experience that before. All they've ever had to experience is whichever communist gets into town, and every town has them, they immediately seek out positions in government. And so normally, even in blood red areas, City Hall will be packed with a bunch of commies so they can push their values onto people who don't want them. They've never had to experience 20 soccer moms coming in angry about something. 20 soccer moms can move the meter, can make some noise. We have a million and one legal, peaceful routes to go. Those are the routes we should go. Look, if you ever have to defend yourself against violence, you do so. You make sure you do so. But legal, safe, nonviolent. Remember this. Remember, the Black Panthers, they were obviously the militant wing of the whole civil rights movement back in the day. And they killed people and stole and did all these other things. And full disclosure, I think if I was a young black man back then, I probably would have been more seduced by the Black Panthers than I would have more peaceful routes. That would have been appealing to me. Nah, screw that. Let's go hurt somebody. That kind of thing. But in the end, who brought about equality? Was it the Black Panthers? Or was it the guy who said, no, never violent, peaceful? It was Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King, who organized gigantic nonviolent walks and demonstrations. Nonviolence is how we make real change, real massive change. You protect yourself if you have to protect yourself, obviously, but nonviolence, right? All right. We have still a ton of questions. Somebody has a theory about electric, pushing everything electric. Hey, go electric. Get your electric car here. Get your electric car there. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we talk about that, I want you to remember something. No, this is, I'm not doing anything else. Just hear me out. I want you to remember that you're not alone. When you get these thoughts in your head of we're surrounded, or should we be violent, or should we be this? There are so many millions of Americans who think like you think and want what you want, and they're going to try for it. We have so much. You're not alone, all right? All right, conspiracy theory time. Next. What's the matter with the car? It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. What a great Friday it is, too. I had this email. I was at work today, and when I got home, I asked my 9-year-old daughter today what she did. She casually answered that she listened to the Jesse Kelly Show on her Echo. She's 9. I laughed. My kids and I love the show. I love that so much. Oh, gosh. All right. Something a little heavy, actually, before I get into this conspiracy theory here. I brought up earlier that Disney has announced they're going to pay for their employees to have abortions. The fellas dug up a little list for me about other major companies that are doing this. It's going to hurt. You ready for this? You ready for this pain? Because we have to put our money where our morals are, don't we? Dick's Sporting Goods, Disney, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Levi Strauss, Amazon, Starbucks, Citigroup, Yelp, Apple, Bumble, Match. The majority of them, they tell me, are offering $4,000 in travel expenses. I don't know about you. A couple of those gave me the, oh, ouch, no. Yeah, that hurt. All right. You hear Corinne Diversity Hire. Deucey asked her a pretty good question about all this electric vehicle stuff.
A lot of people can't afford a $60,000 electric car. And they also are having a hard time affording gas right now. That sounds like a painful transition. So how much of that kind of pain is the president okay with?
No, that transition, we are in a transition to clean energy. That is something that that is important. It is going to create jobs when you think about electric vehicles. It is going to give families some tax credits. It's going to be really important
right now,
to have.
Who can afford an electric car? The average price is $61,000.
Well, we're going to continue to move forward with what we have put forward, bipartisan infrastructure.
$5 a gallon gas or a $61,000
electric
car?
First of all, you're That's apples and oranges. It's not the same. What we're trying to do right now is to deal with an acute problem right now, which is why the president, again, asked for a 90-day suspension of the gas tax holiday. It is going to make a difference. Peter, we're talking about 18 cents on the federal level.
Yeah, they have no answers. Because remember, they're not trying to create. This has nothing to do with creation. This has everything to do with destruction. They're trying to destroy. They have always wanted to bring this country to its knees. The various communist groups, they always have. This is their opportunity. They're not upset that you're paying $5, $6 a gallon for gas. They are a little bit upset that you're blaming them. They prefer to keep a hold on power, but they're not upset. That's why they're always talking about an exciting transition. I mean, here's Joe Biden again.
Let me just say that at the outset here that, cabinet members as well, I think we're at a place where we've reached an exciting point where it seems like there's been a coalescence of the notion that, alternative energy.
Today, Junior?
Sorry. I'm sorry. It takes him so long to get... He clearly has no idea where he is. And so I just want to say it's a very... It's been a long of time, and it's been exciting. My goodness, spit it out, Joe.
Let me just say that at the outset here that, cabinet members as well, I think we're at a place where... We've reached an exciting point where it seems like there's been a coalescence of the notion that, alternative energy makes sense and wind is a gigantic piece of it. I was in Colorado and
They think it's exciting. Brings me to this email. Jesse, it just seems they are getting everyone hooked on electric. Started with the nuclear plants. And now they're not laying any natural gas lines in any new residential products or projects up here in Boston. It is not allowed as of about 1 or 2 years ago, not even a choice for developers. They're just going to pull the plug, and it's so obvious. This is what this lady is saying. Says I can use her name. It says to say it nicely. Her name is Michelle. They're just going to pull the plug. Well, yes and no. The plug's going to be pulled, but I don't know that they're going to pull it, because what's happening is they're transferring everything to being electric. Even in Texas here, they're building all these electric stations and electric vehicles and electric this and electric that. Well, already, because of the war on coal and nuclear and natural gas, already electrical systems across the United States of America, we're not talking just California here, not just Boston, across the United States of America, there's not enough juice. There's already not enough power. I mean, I've only ever known a country where I walk up to the switch that's on the wall and I flip it and the lights come on. I pick up this remote control I have in the studio and I aim it at the TV and I press power and the TV has always turned on. That's the only life you've ever known. That's the only life I've ever known. I mean, brief power outage here and there in a storm, but that's been our life. They have had so many years of a focused demolition of the way we get energy that already as we stand right now, there's not enough juice available for the electricity demands now. How much does that get worse as they continue to crush the energy production while at the same time demanding more juice? You understand the world runs on oil. You cannot destroy oil without destroying the world. That's just simply a fact. The world runs on oil. You cannot destroy oil without destroying the world. That's where we are. But remember this. Remember, these people hate this country. This is intentional. It's not accidental. They're not looking around right now at you having a 20% reduction in your standard of living and having some tearful moment. Oh, I can't believe Michelle in Boston's having it tough. They don't care. Remember, these are anti-humans. Look at the abortion protesters today. These are anti-humans. And in their mind, it's not even that they don't care that you're hurting. You're the problem. You're the unruly peasant who won't just do what you're told, when you're told you're the problem. And the ones who don't actively wish for you to die, they're okay if you do. It's not the end of the world. Hey, at least we got rid of that troublemaker over there. All right, we still have a bunch of Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Someone's very mad at me. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Memorial Day, how you're supposed to handle that, even though that's already passed. We have vaccination talk. Someone wants to talk about my symmetrical face, and that's a really good... What, Chris? All that and more coming on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Buzz Knight, and I'm the host of the Taking a Walk podcast, Music History on Foot. Ian Hunter.
Hello, Ian. It's Ringo. How'd you fancy going on the tour? You get the chills when a Beatles are on your answering machine.
The podcast is an audio diary of insightful conversations with musicians and the inside stories behind their music. Kenny Aronoff.
I wake up every morning and I feel grateful, but I know it didn't come from luck. If you get a lucky break, well, you better be prepared. You better be ready. If you've done your homework and you're continuing to do your homework, you'll turn that lucky break into something great.
The message of the podcast is simple. Honest conversation with musicians about the music they create. Carney Wilson.
You know, I mean, Elton John picked me up and put me back in my crib when I was a toddler. It's like, that's the thing that's so cool is I've got these stories because of my life.
Listen to the Taking a Walk podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. But hey, it's not a good day for everybody. Remember, Nancy Pelosi, Grandma Vodka has the shads.
No point in saying good morning because it certainly is not one.
That didn't come close to her reading a poem.
I am personally overwhelmed by this decision. From time to time, I quote this poem by Ehud Manor. He's an Israeli poet. I met his wife when I've been in Israel. He says, I have no other country, even though my land is burning. Only a word in Hebrew penetrates my veins, my soul, with an aching body and with a hungry heart. Here is my home. I will not be silent, for my country has changed her face. My country has changed her face. I shall not give up on her. I shall remind her and sing into her ears until she opens her eyes. Clearly, we hope that the Supreme Court would open its eyes.
That's so good. And look, it's not all bad out there. Bunch of teenagers singing, pro-life teenagers singing after the ruling. All right, I didn't say singing well, okay? I said they were singing. Dear Jesse, the Sunroof Kelly. Hey, you know what? That hurts. All right, that hurts. I wanted to ask you as a fellow Marine and Montanan to stop telling these city slickers to move to Montana. I live between Missoula and Kalispell, Montana, and have to constantly pick Toyota Prius and other smug cars out of the grill of my Duramax. He says, thank you and buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you, my friend. He says the best Western ever made is Lonesome Dove. You know, you could make an argument for that. He said, please say my name so I can be famous. His name is Lucas. Lucas, look, I understand whenever I give out somebody's state and I tell people to move there, we show up and I catch so much heat from the people in that state. Stop telling people to move here. Look, here's allow me to offer you some comfort. What type of person do you think listens to this show? Are there some communists who hate listen? Well, of course they do. But what type of person listens to this show? The type of person you're going to want to move to your state, all right? Dear Jesse, I only make boys Kelly. God blessed me with three daughters. A few weeks ago, I tried to explain Memorial Day to my three daughters. My youngest daughter asked the military was like, I don't know how to say that. Oh, I don't even know how to say that. Jesse, you don't understand. The ridiculous look of trying to cover, oh, he's talking about the... I was calling out dudes for the comb over. I said, if you're balding, your hairline's receding, you're going gray. Look, all those things are happening to me. Just let it go. Buzz it down shorter and let it go. No dyeing it. No comb overs. No toupees. It all looks terrible, fellas. Just let it go. Father Time is undefeated. Anyway, he says, the ridiculous look of trying to cover 15 square inches of bald real estate with 12 remaining hairs draws the attention away from the fact of not having a symmetrical face like you and Denzel. Love the show. You can say my name. What's his name? Jeff. Jeff. See, there you go. Jeff. Look. Jeff, I don't want you to feel bad. Look, people like Denzel and me, we're different. What, Chris? We're just different people. We have symmetrical faces. All right? My face is symmetrical. It's very symmetrical, Chris. Not that you would know about that. Dr. Jesse, I recently got engaged to my boyfriend of 5 years. He took forever, she said. We are planning to marry in early August and are having trouble figuring out where to go for our honeymoon. We're from Houston. I know that Texas has some good places, but I kind of wanted to go out of the state. I was wondering if you could help us decide. I thought about Florida, but hurricanes. I really don't want the trip to be canceled or stuck there because hurricanes are unpredictable. If you could go on a second honeymoon with your wife and we're super poor, she said we're poor, where would you take your wife? Thank you. Says I can say her name. Her name is Melanie. I have an idea for you, Melanie. Tennessee. I actually learned to swim on a houseboat in Tennessee, and we didn't have any money when I was a kid, but we would go down to Tennessee on occasion. Tennessee is just one of those states. Now all the Tennessee people are going to hate me too. I adore Tennessee, and I just love the state so much. But it's just it's stupid beautiful with the Smoky Mountains and everything. And they have incredible lakes in Tennessee, and they have houseboats. Don't be intimidated if you don't know anything about it. There's nothing to running a houseboat. There's really not. It's like driving a car on the water. There's nothing to it. But they're very, very affordable. Go for a honeymoon. Go rent a little houseboat up in the Tennessee Smoky Mountains on a lake somewhere. Cruise around for 3-4 days on a lake. You'll fall in love. It's beautiful. The air is clean. You do some fishing. When you're on a houseboat, you get some extra alone time with your new husband. Get up there. Enjoy Tennessee. And when I say, I guess I should clarify, when I say I learned to swim in Tennessee, that was where I told my father I wanted to learn how to swim, and he threw me off the houseboat, and lo and behold, I came back to the surface. To this day, I'm a very good swimmer. So thanks, Dad, I think, maybe. Dear Jesse Pepperjack, do you like French fries, hush puppies, or onion rings the best? And what kind of sauce? Okay, that's actually tough. I like fries. I'm a fan of seasoned curlies, so I'm not going to be painted as anti-fry. I will say of the three of those things, the perfect, now hear me, don't put words in my mouth. The perfect onion ring is the superior of those three things. However, very rarely is an onion ring perfect. You get the standard out of the box frozen crap instead of fresh battered, fresh, delicious light batter stuff. A good hush puppy, also very, very rare, but a hush puppy would probably be second. The fry is the most consistent. The fry is the most consistent, so I got to declare the fry the winner there. What, Chris? No, I don't put gravy on fries, Chris, okay? Because I'm an American. I put ranch. I'll dip my fries in ranch. No, don't turn your nose up, Chris. I'll dip my fries in ranch. I'll put hot sauce on them and then dip them in ranch. Look, in a perfect world, I put cheese and hot sauce and then dip all that in ranch. And no, hold on, Chris, hear me out. There is this, I forget the name of this place. There's this local seafood joint down here where they have etouffee, crawfish etouffee, and they'll make some fries. They double fry the fries, and then they drop a bunch of shredded cheese on there, and then they pour crawfish etouffee over the top of it so it melts the cheese underneath the fries. Oh, sweet mercy. It's so good. Gosh, it's so good. I'll tell you what, Chris.
You know, freedom is not free.
But it's worth fighting for if that means crawfish etouffee on fries. Hi, hello, Jesse. Would you be interested, or were you interested in Massachusetts legislator voting by mail? I hear you say move to a red state often, but it is difficult to give up a job and family and start somewhere else. It's getting closer to me wanting to move every day. I appreciate your show. Thank you. Have a good day. Listen, when I say pack up and move, I know it's hard, but I'm going to explain something to you in just a moment, and then we'll get to the last of these questions in the final segment. But how about a MyPillow for $19.88? Yeah, you heard me right. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, God bless him, got kicked out of Walmart. He got so mad about it, he decided to throw this amazing flash sale on the MyPillows. And I don't need to tell you how great MyPillows are. I've had one long before I knew Mike, I've had one for 2 or 3 years. I had a buddy tell me that the greatest thing ever. They are. And you can get one as low as $19.88 right now. $19.88. You got to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, and he has low prices on all the MyPillows. Also, you'll see Giza Dream Sheets. You've heard me tell you about those. The mattress topper. I have, I think, the 3 or 4 inch mattress topper. I don't remember. Oh, my gosh. The mattress topper, the My Slippers, they're all on sale right now. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're driving around, that's fine. Call 800-845-0544.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to me for a week, so don't miss me too bad, all right? I'll miss you, Look, I'm getting a little misty over here. All right, I'm not, but if I had tear ducts, I probably would be, Chris. Have you switched your cell phone service yet? Do you still have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? Look, I mean, if for no other reason, if you want to keep funding values, if you want to keep funding these companies that hate your values, fine. But save yourself a ton of money. The average family saves over $900 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. When you deal with Pure Talk, you deal with an American. Their customer service is based in America, and you actually talk to not just an American who speaks English, a pleasant person. It takes less than 10 minutes. You can keep your phone and keep your number, or get a new number, get a new phone, whatever you want. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Takes less than 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. Yeah, by the way, I'm aware of all the craziness already ramping up out there. I am. Look, I'm old enough to remember Democrats promoting violence for virtually, well, I don't know, everything.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck? The
biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet, you get out and you create...
So yeah, I'm aware of how they talk. I'm aware of what's going on right now. Don't let them bring you down. Keep yourself safe. Remember, get a hold of your church, your synagogue. Tell them to beef up security definitely tonight for the coming weeks. You make sure you watch out for yourself, especially in these cities, in these blue cities. It's why I've been telling you to get out. You're not safe. Stay in. Make sure you're protected, all right? All right.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Jesse, if you could interview one person from history no longer living, who would it be and why? I have another question. If you could go back to one event in history to watch, and you're completely safe from any carnage, what would it be and why? Interview one person from history. I think it would probably have to be Winston Churchill or maybe Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar would be a fascinating interview. I mean, the guy was a genius, a certified genius. It'd probably be Julius Caesar. That's one. Go back and watch one event in history. Alexander had a battle. Oh, Alexander had a lot of battles. I'm talking about Alexander the Great. But he had a battle where he was vastly outnumbered, and the other side, they had these chariots, these scythed chariots, and they were essentially chariots with swords coming out the side of them. Devastating for infantry, right? And Alexander wins this battle by separating his infantry out into these wide lines so the chariots could go in between them. And then he did this big flanking maneuver around so he could go down on horseback and charge like a wild man, like Alexander always did. It would definitely be an ancient battle, and it might be that one. Hey, Jesse. I'm also Walmart people. I even worked there to get college, getting a degree in renewable energy. He says, I have 4 grocery stores where I live, yada, yada, yada. Here's my question. Why don't we have our own ESG? We don't have our own ESG, environmental, social governance, because we don't have the positions of power to create it right now on our own. They have ESG because of the corporate Washington connection right now, because of the college to corporate world. You know, there's one gigantic communist cabal up there, and we don't control it. Therefore, it gives them the freedom to create new things. We don't have the freedom to create new things that can dictate to all these other companies. It's not a terrible question. We just don't have the authority. Dr. Friday, serious question. All these executive orders are killing us. Does the House and Senate have the veto to stop this madness? No, this is what happens. Democrats, they don't believe in limits on their power. And so whenever they get elected, they start signing large amounts of executive orders, including executive orders they don't even have the authority to sign. They know they'll get away with more if they just shotgun 100 of them out there, just do a bunch of executive orders and toss them all out there. Maybe you'll get some shot down by the courts, and many will, if not most, but some of them will end up getting through. Again, that's because the communist doesn't, it would never occur to the communist not to use his power. Whereas the right, part of the one of the hallmarks of the right is, we're better than that. Well, I'll have the power, but I won't use it. That wouldn't be, it would be against the Constitution. Limited government, that's how we think. We have to understand they don't think in those terms. It's part of the reason they've destroyed the military with all the LGBTQ, CRT insanity. It was something they controlled. It fell under the purview of the federal government. So, of course, they're going to use it to push their agenda. You wouldn't, because it's the military. You'd say, no, we need that. We need that to keep America safe and whatnot. That's because you love the country. He's not held back by his love of country because he has none. It gives him total freedom to abuse his power any way he sees fit. Dr. Jesse, I was thinking about the recent studies that have come out showing a decreased sperm count following COVID-19 shots in men. My question is, given the alarmingly low testosterone levels of guys like Brian Stelter and Justin Trudeau, do you think that after several of these COVID shots and boosters, they will inadvertently give themselves a sex change? Says I could say his name. His name is Anthony. Yeah, Brian Stelter needs to lay off the COVID shots for sure. Buenas tardes, this guy says. My wife and I had a disagreement over what we'd be willing to do for money. I'm firmly in the camp that I would absolutely let someone cut off one of my toes with bolt cutters in exchange for $1 million, maybe even two or three. She was absolutely against losing toes in exchange for money, and my response to her was that she obviously doesn't care as much about our family's financial security as I do. You can tell who pays the mortgage in this house. My question for you is this. What body part would you be willing to have cut off in exchange for what amount of money? The only painkiller you're allowed beforehand is bourbon. Oh, man. You could definitely have one of my toes for $1 million. $1 million? Oh, yeah. Dude, you can have my pinky for $1 million. I don't even hardly use it. I think if you made it $5 million, I'd give you an ear. I could do an ear. What? No on the ear, Chris? I know it would hurt. No, it's... Chris, who are we kidding? You'd do it for 50 cents. All right. I will miss you. Keep your chin up. I will be back in a week. You are not alone. Don't focus on the noise. If everything's making you feel bad, turn it off, all right? That's all.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like David Duchovny, Jeff Goldblum, and Kristen Wiig.
We're doing all the dessert.
We'll just skip right to it.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.